Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for April 16th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. It is a sad day in Denmark and in the world of stock exchanges as the 400-year-old Borsen Building, a 17th-century structure located next to the Danish Parliament, was engulfed in flames today. You can see the blaze in a Wall Street Journal video in today's newsletter. The Journal reported that onlookers and first responders rushed into the building to save paintings and artifacts from the flames. You can see more stories in our lead section about the flames. Cortez Draper recently interviewed Mark LeMaster of Mark IV Brokerage on the CME trading floor for the Futures Discovery video series. Mark was so impressed with Cortez, he offered him an internship for the summer as a floor broker with Mark IV Brokerage, where he will be operating in the SOFR options market. Cortez will continue his duties at John Lothian News after his trading floor duties are done. This is an incredible opportunity for Cortez, who is graduating from Roosevelt University as a CCCF fellow from the Heller College of Business, and is headed to the Illinois Institute of Technology in the fall to be part of the Master of Science in Management Science and Analytics program, specializing in quantitative finance. For someone today to have this kind of education, let alone the opportunity to work on the trading floor and train as a broker, learning market microstructure and gaining hands-on experience in executing orders within derivatives markets is just exceptional. Thank you, Mark, for hiring Cortez, and congratulations to Cortez. FIA Operations Americas Division will be hosting its Chicago Baseball Outing 2024 on June 4th, 2024, from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Wrigley Field Rooftops, Chicago. Enjoy dinner, drinks, a rooftop view of the game, and good company while the Chicago Cubs take on the Chicago White Sox. The event wraps up with a raffle, including prizes like an Apple Watch or Bluetooth speaker. You can sign up for an individual ticket or purchase a sponsorship. To sign up or sponsor, go to a link in today's newsletter. Keaton B. Patel, policy advisor and head of financial markets risk analysis at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, has published an article in the Chicago Fed Letter number 492 titled, "Why the Russian Invasion of Ukraine Moved Wheat Futures Prices More in the U.S. than in Europe." You can find a link for it in today's newsletter. I love learning new words, even made up ones. Today, Bloomberg has a story titled, "Shale Oil Frack Log Shows U.S. Oil Production May Be Slowing." According to my new friend ChatGPT, frack log refers to a backlog of drilled but uncompleted wells in the oil and gas industry. These are wells that have been drilled but not yet subjected to hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, to extract oil or natural gas. The term is often used to describe the situation when there is a surplus of drilled wells waiting to be completed due to various factors such as market conditions, regulatory issues, or operational constraints. A quick Google search shows the phrase frack log first appeared in stories in 2015. And even my buddy Phil Flynn over at the Price Futures Group was quoted using it. Like I said, I love learning 9-year-old words, new words. JLN received a $500 contribution to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign 10 days ago from Dr. Robert Barnes, the co-CEO of BPX, which is seeking FCA authorization to operate a digital securities exchange for real estate investment funds. Barnes was inspired to contribute to the GoFundMe campaign after seeing the video interview Walt Lukin conducted with me for the FIA Hall of Fame. Barnes is a former CEO of Turquoise from 2013 to 2022, and also of the UBS MTF 2010 to 2013. We last met back in 2006 in Bergenstock, the SFOA's annual conference, which was the year the UK sponsored and the Red Arrow jet fighters put on a display for the conference. Thank you to Robert for your contribution and support. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Catherine Clegg, Global Head of Derivatives at Cboe Global Markets, discusses vision for unified derivatives franchise from John Lothian News. The CBOE wants to debunk some zero DTE myths from the Financial Times, and bullish oil options traded at record pace before Iran attack from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's that Catherine Clay video. Catherine Clay, Global Head of Derivatives at Cboe Global Market, discusses vision for unified derivatives franchise. Catherine Clay, the Global Head of Derivatives at Cboe Global Markets, recently shared insights into the strategic reorganization of the company's derivatives operations in an interview with John Lothian News at FIA's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. This discussion was part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: Roberta Carmel, the first female SEC commissioner, dies at 86. Securities lawyer appointed by President Jimmy Carter in 1977 dissented on enforcement actions she thought went too far. Roberta Carmel, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and a critic who said the agency too often tried to make policy through enforcement actions, has died. She was 86. She died on March 23rd at her home in Hastings-on-Hudson, New York, the New York Times reported, citing her son, Solomon Carmel. The cause of death was pancreatic cancer. My comment: she was a wise woman. She even named her son Solomon. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: The Securities and Exchange Commission is watching you to prevent crime. The SEC plans to track the personal information of every investor in real time. This is a commentary from William P. Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States. The Securities and Exchange Commission is deploying a massive government database, the Consolidated Audit Trail, or CAT, that monitors in real time the identity, transactions, and investment portfolio of everyone who invests in the stock market. As SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce describes it, by allowing the commission to, quote, watch investors' every move in real time, unquote, CAT will make it easier to investigate insider trading or market manipulation. But as a lawsuit being filed Tuesday in Texas federal court makes clear, CAT crosses a constitutional red line. Accepting this sweeping surveillance would eviscerate fundamental privacy protections. That a few bad apples might engage in misconduct doesn't justify mass surveillance of everyone's private affairs. My comment: I'm not worried about the SEC. It is Amazon that seems to have me under surveillance, driving up and down my street constantly, coming to my door several times a week, sometimes several times a day even. And when they get the drone fleet going, well, it's all over then. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Monday was Apex FinTech Solutions completes first ever account transfer using new automated customer account transfer service protocols from Apex. Second was Charles Schwab revenue beats estimates on higher asset management fees from Reuters. And third was Merricks Group PLC announces launch of initial public offering from Merricks. Here are the top six stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Denmark's historic stock exchange building suffers huge fire. Significant damage to 400-year-old Borsen is blow to country's cultural heritage. The former home of the Copenhagen Stock Exchange, one of Europe's oldest trading floors, has been ravaged by fire just short of its 400th anniversary. Borsen, which opened in the autumn of 1624 as a commodities trading place and was home to the Danish Capital Stock Exchange until 1974, caught fire early on Tuesday, and its iconic dragon-tailed spire collapsed within a few hours. Quote, terrible pictures from Borsen this morning. 400 years of Danish cultural heritage is in flames, unquote. Jacob Engel Schmidt, Denmark's culture minister, wrote in a post on X. Here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, the overlooked threats to the global financial system as Western governments shy away from debt reduction and structural reform, investors must reassess their view of safe assets. Since the great financial crisis of 2007-08, regulators have engaged in the biggest push to de-risk the global financial system since the 1930s. Yet instability and flawed risk management have proved extraordinarily resistant to this regulatory onslaught. The collapse last year of Silicon Valley Bank, the 16th largest in the U.S., exposed very basic mistakes, not least a failure to hedge against the risk of surging interest rates, undermining the value of its U.S. government bond holdings. There followed a deposit run of hitherto unimaginable speed at SVB and other regional banks. This, together with the forced sale in Europe of failing Credit Suisse to rival UBS, prompted Augustin Carstens, head of the Bank for International Settlements, to declare that, quote, business models were poor, risk management procedures woefully inadequate, and governance lacking, unquote. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, EU leaders set to revive capital markets union in search for defense funding. Rearmament and green transition prompt rethink of long-stalled integration of Europe's financial markets. EU leaders are set to revive plans for eliminating national barriers between the bloc's capital markets as they race to find hundreds of billions to fund a rapid scale-up of the continent's defense capabilities and its green transition. A two-day EU summit starting Wednesday will commit to advancing the capital markets union, according to draft conclusions seen by the Financial Times. The CMU, first proposed almost a decade ago, has stalled amid resistance in national capitals to handing more powers to Brussels. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg, also about the fire. The headline, fire engulfs Copenhagen landmark old stock exchange building. Police evacuate parts of finance ministry as spire collapses. The 17th century building houses Danish Chamber of Commerce. A fire ripping through Denmark's old stock exchange building has torn down the structure's dragon tail spire, a Copenhagen landmark. The protected 400-year-old building caught fire Tuesday, and police have evacuated the adjacent properties, including those belonging to the finance ministry, shutting down part of the inner city. The parliament is also next to Borsen, as the building is called. The building's iconic tower consisted of four intertwined dragon tails topped by three crowns symbolizing Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. According to legend, the spire would guard the structure against enemy attacks and fires. So much for that. Here's another headline, this one from Bloomberg. China ramps up scrutiny of illegal bond trading on bubble risks. China is looking into potentially illegal bond trading behavior by some financial firms, the latest sign that authorities are keen to cool speculation following a rally in the sovereign debt market. An entity backed by the People's Bank of China is investigating six financial institutions on alleged violation of rules when holding bonds for others or lending their trading accounts, according to a statement Friday. Some employees have colluded with outsiders to take advantage of lower yields and transfer benefits, the National Association of Financial Market Institution Investors said. And then finally, here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Ryuzel fears new Russia metal sanctions put 36% of sales at risk. Company may be forced to cut production, person says. Most analysts have argued the sanctions won't affect supply. Russian aluminum giant United Company Ryuzel International PJSC fears that as much as 36% of its sales may be at risk as a result of sanctions imposed by the UK and US, according to a person close to the company. Ryuzel's preliminary estimate is that the sanctions could impact at least 1.5 million tons of its annual sales compared to its production of 3.8 million tons last year and sales of 4.2 million tons last year, the person said, asking not to be identified as they weren't authorized to speak publicly. As a result, Ryuzel may be forced to reduce its production, the person said, comparing the situation to the global financial crisis that hit demand sharply in 2008. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe. And treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.